It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yeah, we are back again, people. Lovely people. Excitement is in the air. Welcome to another episode of the 4Play Podcast. It's looking like season 3 is not waiting on anybody.
Nah.
What? We've recorded 4 episodes thus far, and we are about to lock in for episode 5, y'all. Give it up. The goons are in the building. My name is Mr. Mega with the double G, the BLAWK genius, your host for today. Scarlett is in the house, y'all. Blue Magic, what's good?
What's up? I'm out here.
And as always, Don Many Yene.
Hey, Chima.
Hello,
Daddy.
So today, we have to talk about this problem. By the way, let's even start.
Okay.
At what point did you realize that podcasts were kind of like... By the way, today we're talking about the podcast pandemic. How some podcasts have turned having to express yourself to mean something else. But first things first, of course, we've had like a flurry of quite a good number of them. At what point did you guys realize that, you know what, this podcast thing, it has become like a thing in Nigeria?
Menace. So, let me go first. Ladies first.
You are rude.
I don't care.
You are rude. Did I even say please? I want to talk.
Anyway. Let me not say it. Anyways, guys, so may I have a podcast too? And I just want to say that the moment podcast now started doing video, that is when everything cast.
Oh my day.
Because to be honest, I feel like I really enjoy just listening to podcasts, just listening to it. Like, it's fun that way. I probably old school, call it old school or whatever, saying you don't want to evolve, but it just makes so much sense when you're just listening and trying to imagine what it will look like. But since it evolved to like video podcast, now having videos, you can go to YouTube and everything, it just became more of everybody's trying to chase clout or catch clout with podcasts because they know that they are going to have a cute studio, sit down and just invite people. And then also another point where I just knew that, okay, Tafkas, when they started bringing celebrities and controversial celebrities to come talk controversial things on the podcast, that's when I just knew that it has cast. Because like, why can't we have conversations about things that are really bothering us as human beings, and we're bringing people from Big Brother Nigeria to come and talk about their relationship in the house or what happened, this, da da da. Like, I beg, it has cast, I beg. But see, mine has not cast. And public podcast has not cast.
Yes. Amen. See, we'll blame it on innovation. We'll blame it on the guys that actually give us the platform to host our podcast, like the Spotify and which other guys? The
Anchor.
Yes. So
it's now
Spotify for podcasters. Okay,
wow, so, for real?
Yeah. That's
hey, Light Genius, buy your podcast.
So you see now
hey, innovation
and these forward thinking people, actually I will blame it on them for, you know, having to bring us at this stage where we have a lot of people, you know, having their podcast. Before podcast, having guests on a podcast, you not have people like celebrities, you have people like doctors, health practitioners.
But you're making it look like we should just cut out celebrities from having to express themselves.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm just saying that the advent now or these celebrities coming on podcast now just open the eyes, because people like to hear from celebrities, they like to see them. So if you're
doctors are celebrities, aren't they?
Well,
no,
they're not really celebrated in this
doctor
country.
I mean, that's what I would
never see coming.
You call him a proco. What do you expect?
Manny, you are trying to. You, I don't think you've landed on your point.
Yeah, so I was just trying to say that I blame it on the forward-thinking people, owners of Spotify, Anchor, and the likes of those things.
Okay, so what could they have done? Probably differently. Maybe restrictions of some sort or what now?
So, I don't even have an answer for that, but I don't think they should have restricted it or anything. But I'm celebrating it. I like the idea. I like the fact that we're moving from what it was to what it is now. So,
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
actually have to accept what it is. Bad news spreads faster than the good news. It has nothing to do with podcasts. But then I will blame. How did I forget her name? The bonnet girl. What's her name?
Caramel.
Again? Caramel plugging.
Yeah.
I blame her for the what do you call it again? The outburst of people coming out to talk rubbish on podcasts and claiming that they are doing it with their chest.
Were people not talking rubbish before she came?
That was why I started with bad news.
The rubbish
spreads faster than good news.
Mm.
Do you understand? And at the moment, we still have great podcasts. There's still a lot of like the 4Play podcast.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we talk sense here.
That's a fantastic plug, by the way.
Exactly.
Let's be brutally honest, podcast.
Okay, another one. Let's keep going.
There's a lot of great podcasts out there.
Yeah,
I think Seth Rogen does a very interesting podcast as well.
I think it's subjective. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, people are still going to go for those weird, sounding controversial.
But are they going to blue? That's the question.
No, the thing is,
because I want to ask us a general question. If we were to be podcasters, and you put out episode one, you talk about the importance of removing fuel subsidy, and then episode two, you talk about your ex that you saw that you hated, or your boyfriend took it to one place and refused to pay. After he has finished eating, I left you to pay. And then you realize, courtesy of you checking your numbers, that the one where you talked about something super silly has engagements massive. Would you still go back and still talk about fuel subsidy on episode 3?
Well,
I think it depends on the situation at hand at that time. So if, for example, we have subsidy trending now, people will want to hear your opinion or other people's opinion that you have on the podcast about subsidy. But if it's the period of love and stuff like that, that likely will trend.
February 14th.
That's
no, just it's just one time. It's just one time out of the many times you get. So it's just about the season, Sha.
Well, for me,
because I feel like it's a numbers game.
It's not just about
the Brutally Honest podcast. Now, if someone were to approach the Brutally Honest podcast and say, "Look, I want to jump on your podcast, courtesy of you doing numbers," and Scarlett knows that these are some of the topics that she will not go back on those. You know, those light topics. Because the reason I'm saying this is because I realized that some podcasters actually say certain things deliberately.
Yeah. Well,
they'll say some dumb stuff and then they try to have this straight face on, like,
that,
I really mean
like
it. You understand what I'm saying?
Like
I've seen them try so hard. Some actually went viral, while some didn't. They didn't expect that, you know, like this thing where I talk, people suppose to say, "Fuck you, bitch, fight your hand," but nobody talk anything. Everybody were just like quiet and stuff. So that's what I'm saying. It could be, maybe we've gone to a point where we just sit. Matter of fact, as we're having this conversation now, before we record, we just tell Scarlett, on this podcast, just see something.
Annoy people.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's annoy people. And then we'll get a clip of that and then throw it on social media. And then before you know, boom, it goes viral. People will probably not even listen to the podcast.
Yeah, they'll be listening.
Let's listen for that part. Where did this get even at all that time, Seth? You know? So I feel like that's what people are tapping into.
One good thing about podcasts is people get to learn a lot from podcasts, to be honest. And they still have their fan base. Their fan base is unchanged. Do you understand? I have a friend, he wakes up in the morning, he listens to podcasts. And I'm not talking about caramel plugging, right? We're talking about, you know, podcasts where he gets to learn a lot about tech. I spent time with him, right? And he listens to podcasts constantly.
Yeah.
You understand? So my point is, in as much as we believe that this outrageous comments on podcasts gets a lot of people, numbers and all, it is just for that. It doesn't have a purpose. If a podcast has a purpose, people come there and they learn. And guess what? They keep a date. They continue coming there and they continue learning.
Mm.
Right? But all these albums that these people are making.
The thing is that I feel like brands are also to be blamed for this whole weird skyrocket feeling, whatever, with podcasts. Brands are to be blamed as well, because if you look at podcasts that, like Blue Magic says, teach something, there's going to be a particular, you'll be able to form a particular market, you'll be able to gather a market for yourself. So if a brand knows, for example, you talk tech now, and then there's a brand that's is into tech and then they say they want to sponsor or have something to do with your podcast, then you know that, okay, yes, they are coming there because you have people that consistently come back to listen to your podcast. So you have a community of people, basically. With this other podcast, they don't have a community. They just have like different people listening to different episodes. They just have people that are interested in hearing controversy, and then they have numbers, and their numbers are going to be very, very inconsistent. Because if you look at the numbers when it comes to podcasts, yes, statistics with podcasts, their numbers are going to be very, very inconsistent, because they might have one episode that's blown. Those people that blew that one episode will not, I am saying this one with 100% certainty, they will not listen to the next episode. They will not. You might have like 1 million people listening to this episode because she said that men has come, this, da, 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 da. It blew on social media, and then they listen to that episode. You will see like the other 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sometimes even a very huge number of after episodes will have like 100 listeners, or they will not have that number.
I disagree, please. The reason why I disagree is because if Blessing CEO could have strong fan base,
strong fan base, and she went to jail and nobody said anything. Blessing CEO went to jail. She was literally in jail, and they were supposed to pay money, and nobody contributed anything for the Blessing. She had to go and find the money. The thing is that they have numbers. It's not, people are following but it's not a community. It's not consistent.
They're not loyal. My point is, people, you have people who recite everything that Blessing CEO says. I'm surprised. I'm surprised to know that there are people who recite, there are ladies who recite what Blessing CEO says like it's a song. Do you understand? I'm not talking about them coming. They may not have the money to come bail her out from the prison, right? They may not have that money to do that. But my point is, there are still people. We're talking about podcasts here. We're not talking about people who have a lot of money here. My point is, I cannot agree with you. There are still people. I mean, we talk about Olushos, right? They gotta listen to podcasts. Which podcast do you expect them to listen to? Tech podcasts? They can't understand what the fuck is going on there.
Other porn.
Yeah.
They will listen to people like Blessing CEO or Caramel Plugin, who have, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. My point is, they still have followings. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
It's Cool FM Cano's 4Play Podcast.
What up?
Check it out.
I think Scarlett's point is, broadcasting has gotten to a point where you try to sell to specific people. So you narrow cast. So say, for example, I have 1 million people listening to Blue Magic's podcast, yeah? But I am a tech company. I would prefer to go to Domeni's podcast, where I know I am certain that the 300,000 people,
thank you, Mega,
are people who are going to buy into my product. These are tech people. Now, I will understand where brands are coming from. Brands want to take the risk. If I go to the 300, am I sure I will get 300 people that will buy into my product from Domeni's podcast? Well,
sorry,
maybe
Domeni's
not.
Podcast about
tech innovative company. Okay. Yes, that's the one.
Now,
John Star, but yours is talking about different sex styles. Yeah. I know I will get like 1 million people. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, why do I tap into Domeni that has 300,000? I'm not sure, maybe 100,000 will buy into what I'm selling, when I could easily tap into Blue Magic's. And that is why they try to make certain changes to a certain podcast that doesn't speak to their core audience. So they'll ask Blue Magic, can you include a tech segment to see if out of that 1 million we can get like maybe 400 or 500,000 that will be interested in what we are selling. So I will understand where the brands are coming from, because it's a numbers game at the end of the day. They're not just going to say, because Domeni knows how to talk tech, we're going to put it. It's a lie, yo. It does not cut it like that. They'll look at the back end, look at some of the numbers that you're able to pull in. And again, from what Scarlett said, where she said, that point don't disappear from my head. Oh, they just come, finally. Hey, I've been trying to dodge this
so
thing.
I also feel that they're trying to see how they can maintain the target audience. Like you mentioned, that if I have 300,000 people that listen to my podcast, they want to take that risk to see if they can get that 3,000 people to buy into their product. They're also looking for consistency with that. So these guys that talk about sex, position, and saying nasty things, is because
the topic that they are discussing at the time is what is trending, if I can put that that way. So that's not going to be consistent. For how long do you want to talk about sex position and stuff? Would you get tired? Even though not save the tired person normally. So they're looking for consistency, people who will be consistent, who will come today, because at the end of the day, these things are supposed to influence the decision of podcast.
Now naturally, even if you are doing the same thing, there are some days that you will just be off. There are some days where you just
because
not have people
been overflogged.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So it can even happen. And that's where the line is drawn. You know, you have to ensure that you are consistent. So when you say one dumb thing and you have a million followers, that, oh boy. Yeah, so you have to continue to be dumb like that. Because you know that it seems to be garnering attention. And Blue Magic said it. I will rephrase that. Controversy sells. Any type of controversy. I mean, we've had some really... I mean, sometimes I used to see some of those clips on social media and I look at the engagement, I'll be wondering, why exactly are people actually watching this thing? It's not because they're interested in it. Some will watch because they want to bash.
Yeah, it hits a nerve.
Yeah, some will just watch because they actually... Not that they want to bash, but they want to... Maybe the person, what the person said was not put out in proper context. So let me listen to why such and such person said such and such. You know, and before you know it, oh boy... Numbers are building and, you know, it is becoming something else. But anyways, let's quickly remind you that this is the 4Play podcast, by the way. I don't think we've mentioned that even on a podcast episode that is about podcasting. Maybe we should have gotten over a million now. What are you talking about? Yeah, listen, across all seasons. Let's get to it.
Come on.
We can make it better. www.coolfm.ng. Go check us out to listen to previous episodes. This is season 3. We're also on socials. You can catch the clips. So, and please make us go viral. If you see a clip,
we need to say a dumb shit.
Like, if you need us to do it, we'll do it for you. We know how to do it very well. Scarlett is a professional.
I like to use the hair in my armpits to wash my.
No,
pants.
Hold on. Okay, with that part. But interestingly, what is the dumbest thing you've heard on a podcast?
For me, it's that lady that said when she's on her menstrual age that her boy. Wait, I know Blue Magic hates that particular.
Blue Magic is acting this way and they still rush good here. I've never heard it. What did she say?
Sure, that podcast is very, very old. I think that podcast was like 2016 or 2015.
Are you serious?
I don't think so, no. It was this year now.
Mona Lisa?
Excuse me?
Mona Lisa, the...
The girl that has big breasts.
The big breast lady.
Oh, okay. Thinking is that there was this girl far back. No, one stupid girl like that. far back. That was like she respects men that go down on her when she's on her period.
Period.
I don't know that one.
There's an actress...
She's not Mona Lisa.
No, I'm telling you the one that
Mona Lisa Chinda.
No, the Mona Lisa
girl is the one with massive breasts.
Yeah, she said it on...
Is it Mona Lisa? What did she say?
Mona Lisa. She said it on this guy's podcast, Nedu's podcast.
Yes.
The Honest Bunch?
That's the Honest Bunch. That's the big breasted. Maybe this other lady said it, and they were like, ooh, okay, this is a new time. Maybe we said this, it's gonna blow up.
They are remixing and bringing something back to that.
Let's tell you what she said. She said when she's on her period... her boyfriend goes down on her with that and he enjoys it. He gives her head.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It could be true.
I do not want to believe it, please.
No, what I'm saying is, maybe in that situation, why the shock, sir?
It's because he said...
Wait, we've heard and seen so many weird things in this life.
Yeah, people have weird fetishes.
Yes. Some things that bring them to life. I don't know. It could be true.
Dirty life is that.
But that's the dumbest. Oh, what was said about Potter Potter in that podcast? Another podcast again. So, what was yours, Blue Magic? The dumbest thing?
I think this has to. That, this, this, this
it was there.
Yeah, it's though.
Mine has to be. Was it Young Miami that says she enjoys when a guy pees on her?
It's falling. It's falling on the spectrum of the Potter Potter, the Dubai Potter Potter that I've heard about people going to Dubai. And then one of the fetishes is to eat feces.
Ew.
On the guy poos on the bed. And
it was on a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were talking about people. What ladies go to Dubai to do to make money?
Yeah.
Yeah. At Lagos. Ooh. Ladies.
Yo, nice.
they get to go to Lagos. They get to, oh boy.
4 Can Tango.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play podcast.
Oh yeah.
Here we go again.
I don't even want to.
Yeah, we thank you. We've understood why that.
Put it together.
That is the reason why we're having this podcast, to address stuff like that. But then, like I said, it might be just beach. Some people just expressing their realities. This is what I do. I mean, the peon, when I heard it the first time, I was like, okay, she probably is joking, until I heard someone else say the same thing. What's her name now? There's another lady again that said the same thing, that she enjoys when the guy pees on her. I'm like, and then the R. Kelly thing just came to my mind, like, whoa, hold on for a second. That's just disgusting.
Is it like, listen.
Is it pee in her pee or pee?
No, pee on. Pee on her, like someone wants to pee,
really to
and then you come
there.
Put yourself there, and the person pees.
People
on
need
you.
To really watch their sexual energies, man.
You really don't know what people's fetishes. People have weird fetishes.
Yeah, when you start having sex and you break your limits, you know, you start doing crazy things just to satisfy yourself. So my point is, please. So if you are listening to me, watch how you have sex. Please, limit it.
Let me ask you something. Is it possible?
Manage yourself.
Is it possible that it was out of this need to know more that sex was discovered?
It was not any out of anything.
No, hold on. Let's go back in time.
We're not going back in time.
Because I'm thinking to myself, so they told somebody kiss and end there. The guy did not kiss and end it.
Was it during the set?
I'm back in the time.
Okay.
Four fathers. They now told, he now said, he now put his hand somewhere.
Oh.
He now noticed that the place gets wet after a while. Then from here, I'm only saying, it's part of discovering things. So, maybe that was how the sex that you enjoy was discovered. You don't know.
You don't know about it.
There's nothing enjoyable about, number one, eating feces. You cannot tell me that's a discovery that's going to make you feel good. There's nothing enjoyable about it. Feces smells, is disgusting.
Wait, it's not all about the smell. Hold on, no. What about? Look,
the benefit you get from it, I mean.
Scarlett, the things with the most health benefits actually don't taste nice.
So now it should be
yes. I don't.
Mega, what are you saying?
Why do you hate medicines? Why do you hate tabs?
Is it feces?
No, wait, calm down. It doesn't taste.
What about cums?
Come.
Sounding like communication.
I'm talking about spam.
I'm not even saying I'm a virgin.
Hello. You know this thing. Stop hiding.
Vivid imagination.
People say that when you take cum, it makes you healthy, it makes you add weight and stuff. So
pause, sir. Pause. It should be Scarlett telling on this thing, not many. Come on now. But yes, our podcast just got weird.
Yes, that's the dumb shit.
Listen, we are looking for 1 million clicks. Don't carry us and play. We cannot see all these things like this. If we will not look at the podcast, we will not pass it on the website. We will not agree. It took us a lot to come forward with this podcast. So at this point, we have to say listen and listen good. Look, if the numbers are good, we'll come back and record on that one that sounds like this. I promise you. Appreciate it. And on that note, we'll see you on another episode of the 4Play Podcast. You can always catch the guys on socials doing their thing at Cool FM Kano across board. And the website, www.coolfm.ng. From us, it is peace, love, and blessings. See ya.
Until we come again.
Man, this is your comfort. This guy there.
The fuck, guy there. You need me.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.